Web. 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 Hello, folks. This is Julian. Welcome to Wet Spider-Man 7. I can't believe we've been picked up for 7 episodes. I'm your host. I'm joined with my co-host, Josh. Josh, please keep it short because you are co-host and I don't want to give you, you know, all the airtime here.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
That's enough. So today we're going to be talking about what are we talking about here?
Okay, let me come at it from this angle. Everyone loves Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He's a household name.
Yes.
You go to visit someone's home, you say, "This is a lovely household, what's the name?" They say Spider-Man.
If you stop someone on the street and you say Spider-Man, they'll go, "Yeah."
Yeah, come to my house.
Yeah. Come to my house.
It's one of the names you can say that will instantly get you an invitation to someone's house. But Spider-Man spends a lot of his time, not all of his time, as we've learned over the course of this series, but a lot of his time dry.
Yes.
He's a bit of a dryder man.
He's overwhelmingly a dryder man.
I think the original name for the character was Dryder Man, and then, okay.
I think Dryder Man was already copyrighted, maybe?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. It's, you know who came up with Spider-Man, right?
I believe it was the late, great Stan Lee.
Yeah, it was indeed. And he actually came up with the idea for what was, at the time, Dryder Man. Mm-hmm. When he was in the desert.
I believe he had a hallucination of just a very dry man in front of him. He was so parched.
That's right.
He was so parched that even his hallucinations were dry.
Yeah, and he managed to capture quite well the conversation he had with his hallucination. I tell you what we could actually do. We don't know what this hallucination sounded like, but on Stan Lee's side, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Julian. I kind of have a little Stan Lee impression in the chamber.
Wait, you're saying you do a Stan Lee impression? This I've got to hear. I've got to hear.
Don't take it out often. Let's just say it's an impression of Stan Lee with a question mark.
I've got to hear this. I don't believe it for one second. Let's set the scene. Let's figure out what this conversation.
So he's wandering through the desert. Now, obviously, this hallucination, you can give whatever voice you choose to.
I'm giving it the creative license it deserves.
It happened a little like this. Oh my God, I'm lost in the desert again. I see only sand as far as my two eyes and a pair of glasses can see.
Or so you thought.
But wait. Oh, shit. Who is this before me?
Well, if you'd stop talking for one second, Mr. Stanley, I could explain who
I am. Sorry, I'm very chatty.
My name is a little thing called Dryder Man. That's who I am. I've come to this desert to see if you need my assistance.
Now, your name there, Dryder Man, was it?
That's correct. Dryder-Man. And don't forget the hyphen.
I mean, are you named that because it's dry out here and you're a man?
I'm a hallucination within a podcast, so I'm under two layers of abstract thought here. I don't know why I exist. I didn't ask to be born, quite frankly. And now I'm here.
So you're saying that I came up with you? That I am the inventor of Dryder Man?
Sure, I guess I'm saying that.
Oh my God. Let me ask you a couple of questions to see how inventive my mind has been.
Okay, yeah, just go for it. I've got nothing better to do.
What are your abilities?
I have all the abilities of a Spider-Man, but get this.
Oh, what?
I'm dry as a bone.
You got the abilities of a who?
I've got all the abilities of an amazing Spider-Man, but not a drop of water.
Spider-Man.
Think, dig deep into your brain. Maybe you'll come up. You'll find the answer.
I'm getting a mental picture.
How's he looking? Is he looking good?
He's looking so good, Dryder Man. Let me describe this motherfucker to you. He's got a suit on. And it's mostly red, but it's It's also blue.
There's a hint of blue in there. Now, forgive me.
In but some parts.
It does sound like you're describing my suit that I'm wearing right now.
He looks very close to how you look, Dryden Man. But there is one key difference. Whereas you have the powers of a man who is very dry, I assume. The Spider-Man has all the powers of a creepy, crawly spider.
Now, is it possible, does this Spider-Man, could he get wet? Or is he strictly a, you know, dry?
Well, that's not something I even want to talk about. So here's what he can do.
Okay.
He's super strong. He could, he has a spider sense that he uses to sense danger that might could be nearby to his body.
Is it possible that he could crawl on walls?
Why, yes, he could crawl on walls. You got it in one. And this guy could also is very smart and invents a little machine that makes him swing around on a web.
Okay, well, Stanley, I'm gonna go now because it's clear that you are dying and your brain.
I'm out here in the desert. I'm coming up with all kinds of ideas.
Your brain is shot. You are going any moment now, and the buzzards
How
will be coming.
How am I gonna get out of here?
I've just gotta go. I can't watch this happen. I'm sorry.
Maybe I could make an aircraft out of the buzzards. So that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, that was pretty accurate, I think.
And Stanley, when he arrived back in New York City and got dropped off on a rooftop by a hang glider made of buzzards, he just went to his office. People said, "Hey, Stan, where have you been?" He said, "Shut up." He went to his office and he wrote it all down, word for word.
Yeah, that I was channeling the soul of Dryden Man. I wasn't even talking. I don't remember actually speaking to you during that. That was actually the soul of Dryden Man using me as sort of a Muppet, his hand controlling my mouth.
You just got Henson'd.
I got Henson'd, and you know, it kind of felt good. It kind of felt good to just let him speak through me.
Hey, what if the band Hanson was called Henson and they were Muppets?
You know what? Let's not even go there. We don't have time for it.
I think it's worth exploring, but all right. But let's move on. What do you want to talk about next?
I don't know if you're aware, Josh, but I did run into a sort of what one could call a new problem today.
Now that phraseology.
Uh-oh. Did I say it? Did I say the magic phrase?
I think you did.
I think it's time.
Let's hear the new problems theme tune sped up so it takes maximum 3 seconds. Okay, good. Get out of the way.
That sounded great. I'm sure.
Julian, this problem.
Well, wait, hold on. Let me introduce. Welcome, everybody, to New Problems. My name is Julian. I'm joined today by my co-host, Josh.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about interrupting there.
I mean, that's kind of a new problem, you interrupting me. Maybe we should dive into that.
Let's talk about it.
Our relationship. I know it's been kind of strained lately. The listeners might not know this, but we have been having some relationship troubles. It has been on the rocks.
We've been to see a therapist.
Yes.
And they said, what are you guys doing here?
They said, you're not a couple. Please leave. You didn't pay any money. And also, I'm not a therapist. This is a 7-Eleven gas station.
And you know what I said? I said, it's people like you that make new problems like this all the time.
Yeah.
And I'll have a pack of herbal smokes, please.
I'm actually, okay, I've got a new problem. I'm kind of mad because you stole a joke that was very similar to what I was going to do, and that is not okay.
Okay, let's rewind.
Okay.
Let's do the 7-Eleven bit again.
All right.
and let's go. It was a 7-Eleven the whole time.
Yeah, it was a 7-Eleven. Oh, it was a 7-Eleven the whole time. You know what? This doesn't even feel natural anymore.
I feel like, okay, maybe we'll go into like a, okay. Picture yourself in that 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I'll be the guy behind the desk.
Okay.
You're walking in. I'll be myself as well. So, you know, just keep it simple for you.
All right.
Ding!
Hello, sir, behind the counter.
Yes.
I would like $20 on pump 3, some couples therapy, and then six of the number 2 scratch-off lottery tickets.
I gotta tell you, my friend, we don't do couples therapy.
And scene. All right. You know, that was good. I mean, it was. You know, it didn't have the comedic timing of yours, but
if you want, we can spice it up somehow.
Add some sound effects, maybe.
Yeah, I'll stick some sound effects in there.
Okay.
Okay. Ding.
All right. So I walk in and I shoot my RPG.
Oh my god. Okay. No, let's move on. What's the next new problem?
Well, other than, you know, you skipping my sound effects a bit.
Yeah, sure. I'll put in the RPG.
Okay, good. Yeah. Other than that, I found out today, I was, you know, scrolling through Twitter, as one does, and...
Damn, just scrolling your life away.
Scrolling my life away. I actually had just woken up, I'd slept my life away, and then I decided to scroll my life away, and I came across a tweet that said that WOW Airlines had been canceled. Apparently, they said some homophobic things in 2012, and if you weren't aware, that's the airline that I use to get here in the UK, and what I was planning on using to go back, and now I'm sort of just stuck here, waiting on the Brexit apocalypse to happen or whatever. I ate some beans yesterday.
I gotta say, from a personal perspective, for you, yeah. I don't give a shit, but for you, this is probably the biggest new problem of all time.
Yeah, this is a large problem. It's a very new problem. Biggie. This happened today.
When we started new problems, I never saw us getting here.
I was worried we would frankly run out of problems, that eventually all problems would be solved by the show, and that we would just be stuck twiddling our thumbs with nothing to talk about.
But here's the backbreaker.
Yeah.
Along it comes. Airlines.
Honestly, it's kind of, I kind of want to reach out and say thank you, and then link them to my podcast. Say, you know what? Thank you for providing content. If you ever want to be on the show, come, you know.
We can actually get him on the show right now if you want.
Should we get the WOW Airlines CEO here right now?
Yeah, man, let me pop him through. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, that's interesting. I expected him to have more of an Icelandic accent, but it sounds like...
I'm just the secretary. Let me put the CEO on.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh boy, is that what... is that the best you got, Mr. CEO?
That's the best I've got to speak to you today about my airlines.
Well, I see why you shut down the airline, so you could focus more on making cookies inside of a tree.
I will make cookies for all of the children, but they won't ever eat them.
Listen, I don't want to be this guy, but I...
Don't be that guy, then.
You know what? You're right.
Walk away, man.
I think you're right. I really... Who needs a couple hundred dollars? Not me.
Who needs a couple of hundred dollars when you have all of that nature left to offer you?
The great... that classic British nature we all know and love.
All of...
Some sheep.
Dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Mr. CEO, are you okay? You sound like you're about to cry.
I'm just overcome with all of the beauty of the world, and I decided to throw out my TV and my radio because I don't want to consume advertisements anymore.
I mean, if you're throwing away all of your possessions, how are you calling me right now?
Get out of here, phone!
Oh boy. They've hung up.
Oh, I'm boy. Afraid. Well, I guess I'm not getting that refund unless...
Well, I mean, it kind of got resolved.
Yeah, I mean, I could go outside of his office building and sort of pick up the TV and phone that he's thrown out and maybe pawn.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I think that we solved the problem.
I think we solved the problem, but now, I don't know, all this money talk has me thinking, you know, maybe this subject is better suited for Julian's Coin Corner?
Just a quick... I'll do it after the theme song. Get the theme song out here.
Roll the theme song.
Julian's Coin Corner. Julian's Coin Corner. Julian's Coin Corner. Julian's Coin Corner.
just a quick note to anyone who didn't listen to the bonus episode after episode 51. This isn't the Julian's Coin Corner's first rodeo, okay?
Yeah, this is actually the second rodeo for Julian's Coin Corner.
I also should point out, if anyone's confused about this being Wet Spider-Man 7, episode 51 itself was Wet Spider-Man 6, but it wasn't titled Wet Spider-Man 6. Because it was something of a Trojan horse.
It was a trick. It was a little trick that we played on you, the listener. If you're not at home writing down each of these episode titles and, you know, sort of figuring out the matrix of the show and which episode is what and scrambling, there's string all over your apartment, mm-hmm. photos, trying to figure out, is this episode 6 or 7? What is Julian's yeah. Coin Corner? Let's figure that out. Then you're not a real fan of the show, and quite frankly, you should just turn it off now.
No, the minimum level of commitment we want is twine.
Yes.
So thickly webbed throughout your home that you're unable to function properly.
Yes. Those are the only listeners that we are accepting in 2019 are just yep. people with an unhealthy addiction to yarn. So if that's you, if you're still listening, if you haven't gone anywhere... welcome to Julian's Coin Corner. I'm your host, Julian, and this is my Coin Corner. We're talking about money today. I've got some various coins here in my possession.
What was my role on the Coin Corner? I had an official title.
That's for true fans and listeners to tell us when we're inevitably wrong.
Here's what I want you to do. Because
they've got the yarn. I haven't done any yarn work. I have yeah, no
listen,
idea.
Yeah, listen, yarn heads. I'm going to say my name. I'm going to leave a gap. And you're going to shout out my title.
Yeah.
On this show. Hey, I'm Josh and I'm the...
Exactly. That's your title. All right, great. So now we've covered that. Josh, do you have any questions about coins this week?
I have got one or two questions about coins this week.
If you don't mind, may I hear them?
Sure. Wayne Coyne. Mm-hmm. Lead singer of the Flaming Lips.
Yes.
If I had a few of him, would someone swap me for some Wayne notes?
I believe that would be an equitable exchange.
Right. I'm going to cut that out. This is the stupidest thing I ever said. Let me go again on the Wayne Coyne bit.
All right.
Wayne Coyne.
Yes.
Lead singer of the Flaming Lips.
So I've heard, yes.
There you go.
I think that wraps up Julian's Coin Corner, so let's play that theme song once again.
Hang on. There's no content from Julian's Coin Corner that isn't going to be cut out, so yeah, we maybe need to say something.
No, that's why it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Okay, I've got some coin questions.
Okay.
Wayne Coin from the Flaming Lips.
Sure.
Now, what's this guy doing?
I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know what he's doing.
There's no way to make the Wayne Coyne thing funny.
Listen. If you ask me, this guy Wayne Coyne is a real coin star.
Okay, let's do it again. That's the joke. Okay. I got a question about coins.
Okay, all right.
What about Wayne Coyne?
From
the Flaming Lips.
The Flaming Lips singer.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you ask me, that guy, he's a real coin star.
Boom. First time. Let's get out of here.
If you're asking me, and from my opinion. And that wraps up all that we've got for Julian's Coin Corner. Thank you for tuning in. Let's take it back up to new problems.
I don't think we're done with new problems.
No, I don't think so either.
Because,
there's just too many problems.
I've got some problems laid out in front of me, and a couple of these babies are new.
Okay, so first of all, I'm going to ask that you get rid of those old problems, because I don't care.
Much like a man about to have sex in an office in a movie, I just swept them all off with my forearm.
Great. So, let's sweep those new problems onto the desk.
Okay, here they are. They're laid out nicely.
Great.
Much like a man in a movie after he's had sex. Okay. Gently and carefully replacing each item on the desk.
I'm not sure you've ever had sex before.
I've seen movies, though.
You've seen lots of movies.
Yeah. Problema numero uno. Mm-hmm. Throwback to the Uno episode.
Wow, that's a deep cut. A true reference that only the real yarn heads will get.
Okay, here's my new problem.
Yes.
I'm back to these Marvel movies.
Right.
What is it called? Endgames?
Just Endgame. There's just one.
Well, I do think with all the money they spent, they can splash it out, but fine. The Avengers Endgame. After this movie comes out,
mm-hmm.
what are they doing? Is it the last one?
Yeah. Oh, that is a new problem.
Is there more movies? Because if you want to make more movies, that's okay, but don't call this one Endgame, all right?
Yeah.
If you're going to make more movies, call them Avengers Middle Game.
Yeah, that's right. Let's play. Josh, just throw in a little ba-dum-tsh, like sound effect.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Like throw that in right after your joke.
Do the sound effect.
No, throw it in like in post.
I'll just leave you saying it.
Okay. For the listener, imagine that I made that sound effect right after Josh's joke. And then come back to this point and just bask in that comedic timing. And then you better be writing this down and yarning it around your apartment as well.
If you're not yarning this, then...
What's the point?
So that's my first problem.
No, you're right. And that leads to... I don't know if you know this, but 2 months after Endgame is a new Spider-Man movie. It's not the end. You're right, because there goes old Peter Parker, alive and dandy, walking around Italy like nothing ever happened.
He's acting like none of this ever happened.
Yes.
This is a bit in the trailer where he's...
Well, hold on. Maybe we should move up to Wet Spider-Man if we're going to be talking about this.
Good point.
Okay, so let's cue...
Okay, back to Wet Spider-Man.
New Problems theme song. And
let's play the New Problems theme song and the Spider-Man theme song at the same time.
Yeah.
Wet. Wet.
New Problem.
You got him.
Welcome back to What Spider-Man.
There's a moment in the trailer where he looks at the camera, locks eyes with the audience, and he says, all that stuff that happened in the other movie, who cares about that? Who gives a shit? He just shrugs.
Yeah, that's...
Spits out his gum. And then keeps fighting.
That's really the resolution. At the end of Endgame, Spider-Man walks on screen and says, hey guys, I was in Italy this entire time. I wasn't actually dead. And
he just walks into the middle of a very important scene and just goes, Mamma mia! And it's the end of the movie. Credits roll.
And, you know, spoilers for those who are wishing to go in to that movie dry, with a dry mind, but we did kind of just ruin the ending. And the beginning of Spider-Man.
I mean, we ruined the ending, but we ruined the ending of the middle.
Yeah,
it's not like the ultimate ending. Which, by the way, how can they, when they do get to the full proper ending, the end game.
Right, what are they going to call it then?
What are they going to do? Because this one is like hyped up to the most, you know, half of them are, spoiler alert, half of them are brown bread.
It may just be me, this could just be me. But I wouldn't mind an Avengers movie that's just very low stakes. They're all just hanging out, playing Uno, there's no bad guy. There's no nothing. They're just hanging out, maybe eating some chips and salsa. Vision says, does anyone want to play Wii Sports Resort? They do that for about 45 minutes until one of the controller's batteries die, and then they realize, oh, we don't have more batteries.
And that's a new problem for them. And oddly enough, in the next Avengers film, they do a new problem segment. Did you know about this?
I just heard about it, actually.
Iron Man, you just hear about it?
Yeah, 5 seconds ago.
Oh, alright, that makes sense. Iron Man is like, well, that sounds like a new problem. And then the New Problems theme song kicks in, and it's like four times as long. And the game just talks about new problems.
Now, do we get money from that? Or are we compensated at all?
Well, speaking of money, this thing gets worse. Because Black Widow says...
She does
someone,
not.
Yeah, someone brings up money.
Uh-huh.
And Black Widow sits up in her chair and she's like, I think it's time for Julian's Coin Corner.
She does not.
She does Julian's Coin. And she doesn't even change the name.
No, she just said, that's, you know what? I'm writing a strongly worded letter to Stan Lee about all this.
I think you should.
It'll be so strong that he'll be able to read it in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So strongly worded that it just cuts through the pearly
gates. You can just pray to God, and if you say at the beginning, hey, pass this on.
Yeah, if I say forward FWD colon to Stan Lee,
yep.
Re Julian's Coin Corner, and then I just pray really hard. It'll be delivered right into his golden mailbox because, one, I really kind of want to get credited. And two, I mean, I kind of respect the fact that she didn't change my name.
It's a ballsy move.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
She knew I would notice. Yeah, she did it anyway.
Oh, she knew. And, I'm just calling you out, bro.
Maybe I'll make an Avengers movie.
I like the sound of this. And keep going. Keep talking.
I'll keep saying things. I'll
train Tell my me body all about it. For Tell me about your Avengers movie.
Well, I'm trying to.
Keep going. I want to hear this.
You know what? I'll wait.
Oh, shit. I fucked up, didn't I?
Yeah. Not cool. You know what? Just for that, you're now being demoted to co-host.
Oh, you're kidding me.
So, Wet Spider-Man 8, you will be co-host.
Co-host?
Yeah, you're really on thin ice. You are on thin ice.
Boy.
And it doesn't look like it's going to get thicker anytime soon. If you want it to get thicker, you better change that.
I got thicken this ice up.
You better thicken it.
I'll get in contact with an ice thickener. We'll sort this thing out.
You know, you're always going to be my co-host.
As we said to the 7-Eleven guy.
Yes. We're in it thick and thin. Ice or no ice. But I do got to tell you, we are out of time here. Is there anything else that you want to say to the old listeners before we head out to the...
Just the old listeners or just the old ones?
Well, you can say stuff to the new listeners, but I feel like they tuned out a long time ago. They're not really sure what's happening.
Old listeners, here's my message for you. You're old.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry for saying it, but it's true.
Somebody had to.
And
it was you and not me.
Listen, folks, you're not going to be around forever. You want to leave something behind. God, can you imagine your poor children? They go to the big room, and the lawyer's up there with a big book, and they're saying, how much of that sweet cash am I going to get? And the lawyer just looks up, he shakes his head, and he's like, this dumb didn't leave you nothing. How much of a stupid dead idiot are you going to feel then? Which is why we are, and Junior, I didn't tell you about this, but we're selling life insurance now.
That's called
Wet Spider-Man Life Insurance. And the great thing about this is, unlike normal life insurance, every time Spider-Man gets wet, from here on out...
We put a dollar in your bank account.
We take 1% from you. But we put a dollar in the bank account too.
Yeah. We do both. We take 1% and then we also put a dollar in.
You ain't got time to go to Vegas no more, but you love to gamble, baby. Well, sit back and relax because this is a real gamble. Because this also applies to if we just draw a picture of Spider-Man wet.
But this gamble will pay off. Maybe not
for you. It will pay off. Yeah.
But
someone's going to be making some moolah.
So buy that at your nearest 7-Eleven. Just walk up and say, I'd like to buy some Wet Spider-Man life insurance and some couples therapy, and
yep.
They will they'll take care of you.
And the best thing about this whole deal is that we get to keep making Wet Spider-Man.
That's right. I am happy to announce that we did just get picked up for another episode.
I'm getting emotional here. Not a lot of Angry Birds Drink Piss in the Angry Birds Movie sub-series get to 8 episodes.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm just happy to be here with you.
You know, maybe the real Wet Spider-Man were the tears streaming down my face along the way.
The end. Wet. 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 Spider-Man.